I'm the minister at the United Reformed Church in Tolworth, and obviously without mentioning the stations, there was a report out yesterday on comments from Pope Francis, and he was advising and saying that gay people should have a right to family life, and that's good to hear coming from the Catholic Church. And in the report that came out, it stated that the official teaching of the church in the UK was still that same-sex acts were disordered. That was the comments that were made. And I just didn't know where it was being reported and whether Jackie had picked up the story at all or thought they wanted to run it. But if they had done as a local station, I just wanted to make the comment that I'm not sure it can be said that that's the official teaching of the church anymore. Because there are lots of different views in all denominations of the Christian churches at the moment about marriage and same-sex relationships. And in fact, in 2016, the United Reformed Church took the decision that it would allow local churches to marry same-sex couples.
Why was that decision taken?
Sorry, when?
Why was that decision taken?
Well, I think it was the result of long debates in the United Reformed Church, as well as with other Christian churches, about whether same-sex relationships are blessed or not by God. And many of us believe, from our own experience and scripture and ongoing understanding of God in society, that certainly God does bless such relationships. And therefore, there was much debate. But the United Reformed Church concluded that it would marry same-sex couples in church.
So, in the United Kingdom, could you give us a bit of background to the three major churches and their stances?
I think that the major denominations in the UK, the Church of England, of course, is the state church, the Church of England. The Catholic Church, again, is another, the other major church, if you like, in the UK. The other non-conformist major mainstream denominations are the Methodist Church and the Baptist Church and the United Reformed Church, which was made up of the Congregational and Presbyterian churches, which joined together back in the 70s. So maybe there are others, maybe the Quakers would have a view as well about this. But my understanding at the moment is that all those main denominations, apart from the United Reformed Church that made a decision at the Synod, their position is that they still can't marry in church same-sex couples. Although I do believe debates are going on, and I do believe there are individuals in those churches that have got varying views about it. But my understanding is that the Church of England, the Catholic Church and the Methodist Church all certainly cannot marry same-sex couples in church.
Why do they believe that? Is it, again, this blessing by God?
Yeah, I would say so. I think that the church tradition, and I'm talking about the official teaching, of course. So official teaching, certainly, I can say, with all churches, was that same-sex unions were sinful up until that was the official teaching for centuries, of course. And it was only in 2016 that the official decision of the United Reformed Church was made to reverse that in the light of, you know, more revelation and understanding of God.
Could you tell us a bit about the relationship that the church in England has with the homosexual and LGBT community and how the United Reformed Church has a different relationship?
Yeah, I think many Christian denominations or I guess all Christian denominations would say that they are welcoming and open to the homosexual community and the gay community. And although some would still say that whilst they are welcoming and open, they can't go along with the idea that marriage is legitimate because marriage is only between a man and a woman, according to biblical scripture. And I might add on to that, according to tradition. But there are many people in all of those denominations who continue to maintain a life of faith, even though they don't fully believe themselves that that's the case, including members of the gay community themselves. The travesty, of course, is how many people of the gay community have been treated by the Christian church over the years. And therefore, if you like, do not believe that the church has taught that all people, including the gay community, are the same in the sight of God. If they are not allowed to have the same rights of marriage and union as others. So the relationship between the Christian church and the gay community, I think, is a difficult one. Some on both sides of the argument are gracious and trying to work out now. Some in the Christian community are still maintain that it is sinful. But I think many of us, including many of us in the United Reformed Church and many of us people of faith in all denominations, don't believe that anymore and are trying to be more welcoming and open to the gay community. But certainly officially, should be, most many of us believe, should be able to marry in church in the same way that God blesses same opposite sex relationships.
And finally, is there anything that you've experienced yourself regarding the church's relationship to the gay community?
On a personal basis, you mean?
Yes, and in well, of course, in your capacity as a
clergyman. Well, yeah, I mean, a number of people. I mean, obviously the gay people I know as part of the United Reformed Church, and are seeking, you know, to continue to tell us a of the experiences they've had, which of course have been very poor over the years, but also the recent experiences, you know, whereby the more honest and tolerant and gracious discussions have been going on. So that's been quite good and healthy. I was approached just 2 years ago by a couple in Tolworth, I think, who were seeking, a same-sex couple seeking to get married. And of course, Tolworth United Reformed Church had not made a positive decision in that respect at that time, although other churches, my church in Yule, are to be registered for same-sex couples. But again, that couple wanted to get married and were very gracious when I had to say at that point, a couple of years ago, that we could not formally do that because they'd not made the decision. But I've also heard, of course, of people from the gay community with very poor experiences of both with the United Reformed Church and other Christian denominations as well.